possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Yeah, it's a football Friday. Yeah, 104.3 FM, WQAM, Miami sports leader. It is this very station you will hear game one of the Canes season. Joe Zagacki, Don Bailey Jr., Josh Darrow. Pre-game Sunday starts at 3 p.m. Danny Rabinowitz and
Brian Monroe.
Monroe.
And then after the game, post-game with Alex Dono. So we got a full day's worth of coverage.
Oh, man.
Just looking
you,
at...
You and Moneyline scared me, man. I'm trying to put my bets in that Lee gave us.
I'm thinking of doing like some sort of weird parlay. Like Dolphins, Canes... I got to see, man. What do you think about what Lee said about Bethune-Cookman in a couple hours? When's that game? 7 o'clock tonight, Solana?
Yeah, 7 o'clock tonight.
3 hours from now. Anybody?
I can be convinced.
Oh, wow. It's down to 27 and a half.
Yeah, I saw that. I saw 31. That 28 this morning.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
I'm putting it in.
You're putting in Bethune-Cookman?
Yeah, 27 and a half. Lee said it's going to be a one-point game. That's a 26-point difference. I got to put it in.
Man, I might have to take the Bethune money line, plus 1,200.
Okay. Okay. FIU's not losing this football game. I'm not telling you they're going to win by 30.
I hope not.
FIU's not losing this football game. Promise that.
All right. If they do, is there a punishment?
Hmm. Name your terms.
You tattoo "I hate Bethune-Cookman" on your forehead.
I like that one.
All right, yeah, sign me up.
And then you go and make an appearance at the Liberty City Optimist Club with Uncle Luke. And we'll just see how things go.
You want me to put "I hate HBCUs" on my forehead?
Yeah. There we go.
Yeah, perfect.
I'm talking. So you need Samuel Jackson to save your ass, like on
big
Die Hard.
Big red hat, white letters. "I hate HBCUs."
Funny. Let me give you an Odyssey football update. Coverage on Odyssey nationally brought to you by Geico. Switch and save. Get more with Geico. I saw this tweet from Adam Schefter. I thought it was so fascinating. Micah Parsons is one of 29 first-round picks in the Common Draft era who was selected to the Pro Bowl in each of his first four seasons and now becomes the only one to play for a different team in his fifth season.
That's Jerry's goofiness.
Crazy. And you saw what Jerry Jones was saying. He's like, oh, we have a better chance to win now. And like, I mean, hey, double down, man. Nico Harrison, Jerry Jones, double down. Just go. If you're in, you're in. Go all the way in.
Jerry's losing it, man. It's just this whole situation. Every time he speaks, I get mad for Micah. But then I almost feel bad for Jerry because I don't think the engine's turned over like it used to.
I mean, he literally said this is a move to get better on defense, better against the run.
Yeah. He said, Hulk, this was like a child asking his dad for a sucker and his dad saying no, so he went to his mom and asked for a sucker. I get the analogy, but it's nothing like that. Because he wanted to do a negotiation with Micah without Micah's agent. Micah's agent's not his mother. They're not on the same side. It doesn't make sense.
But imagine losing Micah Parsons for future talent. Well, I guess they got a defensive tackle, so I shouldn't just say that. But losing Micah Parsons and saying this was to get better on defense.
It's craziness. It's craziness. And the Dallas Cowboys are going to struggle as long as Jerry Jones is running that thing.
I'll give you a Miami football report sponsored by Miami-Dade County Public Schools Technical Colleges. MDCPS Technical Colleges offer over 60 affordable accredited programs, day or evening, hands-on training aligned with local employers. Call 305-558-8000 or visit careerinayear.com and launch your future today. And you've got the Chris Greer situation here in Miami. And you wonder, because what he said to the media I thought was interesting on Wednesday. He did not sound like a guy who thought he was near the end of his run.
No.
What the way he talked about, yeah, got to reset a little bit, can't take the same approach in every offseason that you do. Like, I did not hear a guy who sounded like he felt this was an all or nothing season. And I don't know if he's hearing that from Stephen Ross or if that's just the way he approaches any season. But I did think it was interesting. He really sounded like, hey, sometimes I'll play the short game. Sometimes I'll play the long game and we'll get it right by playing both ways. And that's not a guy, again, to me, seemingly fearful for his gig.
I don't like to speak on like personalities more than just, you know, the analytics or what we all see. I've never seen Chris Greer like get panicked or get overwhelmingly emotional. Yep. He's just always even keel. I've known him since 05, so 20 plus years. He's just always right there. Hey man, you know, cornerback situation. Well, you know, see what those young guys can do. You got to give them a chance. Darrell Revis won Darrell Revis until he became Darrell Revis. Like that's his personality. And I don't know. I guess I like it. If he was my uncle.
It's perfectly suited for a high pressure job, in my opinion. It's perfectly suited because you don't think you make emotional decisions when you have that kind of personality, which sometimes like the Jerry Jones, Micah Parsons thing, that's an emotional decision.
Yes, yeah, for sure. Like, he'll never.
Like, if you can get to the place where you're going to trade Micah Parsons, it's emotional because that's not football based.
Yep. And when he went out and I guess what was that the Bradley Chubb extension, the Tua extension, the reason why they had to get rid of Jalen Ramsey, like he had to reset, was he was giving people money, but I don't think that was emotionally happiness. I think that was him looking and saying, this is the window, which...
That was your strategy, yeah.
I thought that was the window, too, until Tua got hurt and we score 11 points a game. That's not the way. Our window's closed. If Tua gets hurt, we have no windows.
That is correct. I agree with that.
It's why I don't feel like he necessarily is operating like his job's on the line. Like, I know he didn't sound like it, but I also don't think he's operating that way. We discussed it. He didn't go all in this offseason.
Right.
Like, they could have. They didn't. They did 2 seasons ago. I don't know, man. Like, I heard Joe Rose saying that they know, like, all these guys know their jobs are on the line. And, I mean, he's in the building. I'm not. But it doesn't look to me like somebody who feels like his job's on the line. It looks to me like somebody who knows, okay, I've got to get my act together. This team has to perform well, but the expectation isn't go to a conference championship game where I'm losing my job, or win a playoff game and I'm losing my job. Just,
well, I genuinely think this is his personality. So I don't think it's a put on or whatever. I just think that's his personality. He doesn't get rattled. Seems like the kind of guy you'd want around you, you know, in a high pressure situation, because he's not going to lose his demeanor.
For sure. But I don't know. How did it land to you guys? I'm talking about body of work here from last season, where you look at the moves made, right? Just strictly moves made, pieces drafted, and now his comments. You kind of put the puzzle together. And again, I don't think it's somebody who feels like he has to win a playoff game.
Totally agree. But if you're confident in what you're doing and what you've put together, which I imagine he is, I don't think he's considering the possibility that they're going to have an off season. I don't think he's considering the possibility that they're not going to perform. I think last year surprised him, but there were injuries and there were, you know, exterior. Like, everyone seems to believe, Joe Shad, I keep reading his tweets, that they have really straightened out the vibe and the accountability of the organization. And I think Chris Greer probably thought that that was one of their biggest problems, and it seems to have been addressed. And Tua needs to stay healthy. He's starting the season healthy. And, you know, you can say all you want about the offensive line, but we're expecting Patrick Paul. I mean, Solana said it. Patrick Paul goes down, that's it for the Dolphins. You cannot replace a talent like that. And so I do think, though, I'm taking a shot. I think that Chris Greer feels like, hey, we're kind of where I want us to be. Weird season last season. I know we didn't make the playoffs, but there's a lot of reasons. I think he's like, yeah, I've got Tua. I've got Jalen Waddle. I've got Tyreek Hill. We've got Darren Waller. He's going to be able to play the Jonnu Smith role. We went out and got Matthew Judon recently. We shored up the cornerback situation with Rasul Douglas. I think that he's kind of like, yeah, why would I consider this not being a great season? Like, we're right there.
And I would say, too, the offensive line is a big thing for him, because Austin Jackson drafted, Patrick Paul drafted, first and second round, paid Daniels, brought in Savanyaya, kept Liam Eikenberg. Like, he's been trying to rebuild this offensive line. But I thought about this with Chris Greer, too. You know, Chris Greer's dad, Bobby, was in the scouting and executive in the NFL, too. He was with New England Patriots with his dad. Chris Greer's been here since 2000. He saw Rick Spielman. He saw Tannenbaum. He saw Ireland. He saw all these dudes get fired. I think he's almost numb to it. I've seen the guys get fired. Like,
it happens.
If I have a couple bad seasons, if some of these dudes don't perform, it's my resume. I'm gonna move on. He's gonna have a damn job the next day. I don't know if people want to hear that, but he's not going to a lake house and crying, Chris Greer, if he loses this job. I think he just wants to. It's like talking with him, everything's methodical. Like, it's just thought out. It's no emotion behind. What do you know? And you know me, I got to talk in emotional ways. Bro, these corners, man, we got to get this secondary together. Well, the young guys have to step up, and they just have to, you know, they develop. Like, you have to develop guys to be. He really speaks in facts, and it's no, yeah, I wish. Oh, I hope. There's none of that in his speech. And like I said, I don't think it's a ploy, because I've known the man for 20 years.
Anybody listening to us today, you think? Friday, Labor Day weekend. A lot of people get out. I know our office is closed at 2. I think anybody's listening today?
I know nobody's listening in Farrow, Pennsylvania.
You're about to go speak. Is it Farrell High School that you're going
Farrell
to speak
High
to?
School, the the Steelers, Farrell High School Steelers, 0-1, lost a cracker last week to, I don't know.
But now they're bringing in the big motivational guns. I mean, we've seen you before a Dolphins game.
Let's go, Dolphins.
No, I was thinking the curse-filled.
Oh, somebody's banging on the door. I'll be right back.
All right. They have a bonvoy there in Farrell, Pennsylvania. Let's do headlines. Let's get headlines here with Solana. Brought to you by Dorel Hyundai, the number one Hyundai store in the nation. Just went full beast mode. Dorel Hyundai, where the deals are monstrous and the prices don't survive. No one sells for less. No one.
I am approaching this, and I'll be honest with you, Hawk, with absolutely zero information. I don't know anything about Alabama. I don't know anything about FSU.
Well, this is the way we operate, though, because I appreciate this.
I'm just being 100% honest. I have not studied FSU. I don't know anything about Alabama. All I know about these two teams is what I learned playing NCAA football 2026, which I've been playing for the past month. But I heard Lee Sterling say, Bama's going to blow out FSU. I think it's 13 and a half or 14.
Yep.
Man, FSU at home with basically a rebuilt roster is going to lose by two touchdowns. I know Alabama's great. I'm not taking anything away from Alabama. And again, I don't know if FSU's good or not. They're going to lose by two touchdowns at home, season opener, to a new quarterback in Alabama. I don't know, man. I'm not buying it.
Yes. They are. I
mean, did you see FSU last year?
They were terrible last year.
Right, but nowadays that doesn't matter, right? Transfer portal, they brought in a bunch of new guys. Like, I mean, does it? I'm just saying, Alabama's going with a new quarterback. Milroe's not there anymore. They're on the road, even though Crowder says it's a trash environment. That's a good environment. I've watched several games at Doak. I struggle to see FSU losing by two touchdowns at home.
So you think it's a hard environment if it intimidates you?
Stop, man. Come on. FSU's a – I got no love for the Seminoles. That's a good place to go watch a football game, man. I've been to FSU UM two times on the road, and, bro, it gets loud in there, man. It does.
It gets loud like a stadium, though. It's not the big house. I understand what Crowder's saying. Yeah. There. Like, it's –
Like, okay, it's not. Like, Lee Sterling was talking about playing in front of 800 people. I'm not saying it's that. Neyland Stadium had 110,000 people. It's triple layered. Went to a game at Michigan. It's down in this hole with 100-plus thousand. The Gators are 96,000 crazy drunk people. Doak is – it's not nothing, but it's not like that. LSU is not a big stadium, but those people are just crazy – swamp people that have no sense and they throw stuff at you and all. Like, LSU is intimidating. Doak wasn't that intimidating to me.
Victor Bermudez texted me earlier, by the way. We were talking about the Doak Campbell being renovated. He said they took out like 12,000 seats to put in suites and stuff.
Yeah, that usually helps the environment when you have rich guys up at the top. They go crazy.
Also, I asked if anyone was listening to us. I got a text from Unfunny Lewis, listening from LA right now.
My man.
We should rename him, or you should. I mean, it's your great friend, but great friend of the show. He's funny, Hawk. He should be funny, Lewis.
He's funny when? Where?
Every interaction I've ever had with him, he makes me laugh. He's a funny guy.
He is funny, but it's the big dude that you call Tiny. It's the oxymoronic name, because he's a funny guy.
No, he's unfunny, and I love him. He is good-hearted and fun to be around. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Funny, though? No, not even close. He's unfunny.
He got punchlines.
No.
You know the 400-pound guy you call Slim? That's the...
No, this is the 400-pound guy you call Fatso.
I like Lewis.
Oh, I love Lewis. He literally is one of my closest, longest friends.
Yeah.
Guy's unfunny.
He invited me to get on the plane with him, though. I was like, nah, I'll walk.
Yeah, I saw, you know, Mike Cugno did on the CBS4 pregame a story on Zach Seeler. He's a pilot, studying his pilot for his pilot license. And so in the story, it looks like Cuño's up in that plane with them. And I texted him and I'm like, man, I wouldn't have done that. Like, no chance. And he said, actually, CBS4 wouldn't allow him. They just they got footage of Zach Seeler up there. But like, I love Lewis. Zero. When I say zero chance I'd go in his airplane, zero chance.
Zach Seeler's 300 pounds? Man, ain't no way I'm getting on a plane with him. He's too big. Can't fit in the seat. I don't like it.
I admire people who like, as a hobby or just because they want to, they learn how to fly a plane. I've always wanted to do that. Get my pilot's license, fly planes out of Tamiami Airport.
Oh, that's my take on scuba diving. Like that, like scuba diving, I won't do because your head could explode. These people who go, oh, I want to fly a plane around for fun, especially when you have one of those little prop planes, like it doesn't get anywhere faster than a car. Like those things, I mean, they're slow. Like you can't, like if you're going to fly to Tallahassee on one of those little, I'm not talking about a Learjet that a businessman has. I'm talking about one of these planes that. Yeah. I mean, you'd be in the right lane if you were driving on the highway. I don't understand that at all.
A plane goes 45.
I think it goes like 45, 50 miles an hour.
Ain't no way.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself.
Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes. Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurices.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Right.
No air conditioning in those things. No bathroom.
You don't need air conditioning, Hawk. You're up in the sky. It's freezing up there. And by the way,
don't fly at 37,000 feet. What are you talking about? It's freezing up there. What altitude do you think these little prop things fly at?
Get up to 15,000 feet at least. It's freezing up there, bro. Freezing up there. The wind.
135 feet off the ground.
Stop. I'm telling you, I used to fly around in one when I worked for Metro Traffic. I was a traffic reporter for one day. I don't think we got 30 feet off the ground. Hot as hell.
He was hitting hotel tops. Come on now.
You don't like to leave your couch, though. Like, I mean, that's a thrill. And I'm not even like this big thrill seeker. That's a thrill to be able to fly a plane. You live one life.
Prop plane that seats one person? No, for there's sure, no thrill in there.
Little Duval, the comedian, he flies himself back and forth to the Bahamas. and it seems cool and he takes video. Y'all remember when Harrison Ford almost killed himself?
Yeah.
That's what I'm scared of.
And by the way, go down in the ocean between here and the Bahamas in one of those little prop jets.
Over for you. Shark food.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but just don't crash. Like, what are you talking about?
Have you ever been in a car accident?
Well, but like, okay, I'm driving down 95.
How about you just don't tear your ACL? Okay,
but, don't get hurt.
But like, well, I could do the same thing. Don't get in a car. You know what happens when you're driving on 95? You hit the side. You're dead. Like, what's the difference? Don't
I get it. But I have to use a car to get around somewhere. I don't have to fly a plane.
Solana, crashing a plane is a lot more dangerous than crashing a car.
Yes, I'm not arguing that. But like, he makes it seem like, hey, you get in one of those planes, you're going to go down in between Bahamas.
No. I said, if you do, if you're flying back and forth from South Florida to the Bahamas and you do go down, I hope he doesn't, you do go down, it's curtains.
Hey, don't let this castaway trick you like you're going to live on an island and talk to a pineapple or whatever. If you hit that water, it's curtains for you.
I want to see Solana take one of these little prop jets that weighs as much, you know, as like a Volkswagen Beetle. Like, they're tiny little things. I want to see you take that up to 35,000 feet.
I don't think Solana can drive a bike without training wheels.
I am going to get my pilot's license. That's on my bucket list. Like, that's something I will accomplish.
I will pay for that. That I'm excited about. Okay. I will pay for your piloting lessons.
Okay.
Listen, don't get in that plane, Solana.
Why?
Jimmy, get your resume ready, big brother.
You can't work a drill.
I'm ready.
An electric drill has one button. Drill, don't drill. Drill, don't drill. You returned it. You didn't know what to do.
But I could fly a plane. I'm pretty sure. Those things basically fly themselves, by the way. I've played enough video games in my life. I can fly a plane.
Over the chocolate cake dilemma we had, you do not need to get in a plane cockpit.
You couldn't bake a chocolate cake. All right. Did we do headlines? Was that it?
I don't know.
FIU started headlines. You started out headlines with some hot take on Bama and FSU. I thought it was headlines, and he just came out firing.
I stole it from SVP last night. Come on, you know that's not from my head. No joke though. Here are your headlines. FIU, Crowder, somebody just walked into your door. If you don't know who that is, you should probably go handle that. FIU, Bethune-Cookman.
Me and Rob, guys, take it easy. Sorry.
At 7 p.m. tonight. and
how's that hotel there in wherever you are?
We're at an Airbnb.
Oh, you are?
Yeah, nice house, but they got single ply toilet paper. I don't know why people buy single ply.
I cannot understand going somewhere for a weekend and getting an Airbnb, man. This to me is just
nice, man.
Maddening.
They have a basement,
you know what
with
I want to do?
Games in it.
I don't want to stay at a place that has maid service every day. I want to stay in someone else's house. What? I want to stay in a stranger's house. What? And
face.
I want to be responsible for cleaning it up before I leave and making sure I get a good rating. You know who doesn't rate me? Ramada. They don't care how if I'm friendly, if I left stuff in the garbage cans. This Airbnb, you guys are in a cult, man. Guys who go from city to city on these Airbnbs, it is a cult.
Hotel rooms are little. We have a what's this, a 4-2? A two-story house with a basement, so a three-story house?
A basement? Oh,
we'll walk sit into up in a hotel room piled on top of each other.
Holy mackerel. I'd rather fly with Lil Duval than walk into a basement than an Airbnb.
It's finished.
Welcome to the movie Get Out. I can only imagine what's going on in that basement.
They got video games. They got a cornhole. Pretty cool.
FIU tonight versus Bethune at 7. Los Madelines are in New York. They're playing the Mets. I might go this weekend. I'll be in New York. And Inter Miami. I know Sunday night we're all busy watching Canes Notre Dame, or you're at the Canes Notre Dame game. But Inter Miami plays the Leagues Cup final in Seattle. Going to be electric scenes. at the Seattle Sounders Stadium. It's the same stadium that the Seahawks play in, expecting a very large crowd.
Ticket Wizard texting me based on Solana's desire to take piloting lessons. I hope you didn't throw away the old Hockman and Crowder logo. Sounds like his name may be off it soon.
Don't do that, Solana. You're a good dude. You're engaged. You have a beautiful family. Don't do that, man.
I'm good in like pressure situations. I've learned that about my life. So I'm good at that. I think I would be a good pilot. I could go through checklists.
You nutted up at Home Depot because you felt the pressure of the Home Depot employee.
I needed two drills. I don't know what else to tell you. I needed both.
I'm going to put – please get insurance policy, and I'll pay for it if you're going to take this pilot license thing.
Omar Kelly texting me, hotels don't even clean your room every day now. I'm talking high-end hotels. Yeah, that's true. A lot of times at hotels, you have to let them know if you want maid service every day.
I like that,
This is the new yeah, sometimes I don't need maid service. Sometimes I just need some towels. I don't need you to – but sometimes I want it made up. They will always make up the room, unless you're staying at the El Palacio. Then you fend for yourself.
I like that, though. I don't want people in my room.
I defy you at an Airbnb to call and say, you know what? I'd like some new towels. And so they'll go, yeah, go to Walmart. Oh, thanks. Five stars.
What are we doing here? The crowd of family keeps a clean constitution. We don't need cleanup every day.
Ridiculous. These people with their Airbnbs. You know how you get into a hotel? You walk in the door. You know how you get into an Airbnb? Where'd they send me the code? There's a code. And then once you open up the code, there's a piece of paper with a treasure map that'll show you where the key is to the house. You've got to go in the back and you have to shimmy. Listen, there's a couple of snakes back there. We haven't landscaped in a while. But once you get the code, follow the treasure map. And guess what? 90% of Airbnb codes don't work. 90% of Airbnb. This is a factual statement.
No, it's not.
90% of Airbnb codes don't work. And the person before it accidentally changed it. And now the owner, they go, I'll come open it up for you. I have another key. I'll be there in 3.5 hours. You know how I walk into a Marriott? I walk into a Marriott.
$11.98.
No chance.
That's our code. It worked the first time.
They tell you $11.98. $11.98. That's the code of my other Airbnb. I meant to tell you $23.79. And can you put that in? And also, do us a favor too. Jiggle the toilet handles every 3 hours, or else we might have a backup with the pipes. I do not. What a scam this Airbnb is.
I think you're going verbo.
I've used Verbo. Same scam.
And you tell them your pipes burst or the sink isn't working. All of a sudden, you're just waiting around for some random guy that they're calling that they trust to come and fix it.
How often do you burst your pipes?
Things happen, man.
Things don't happen.
If I don't, you know what? I check into a hotel room and I don't like it. Guess what? I pick up a phone. I go, I don't like this room. I'd like another one. They go, okay, come down. We'll give you another room. I dare you. You know what happens? Yeah. You pick up the phone at the Airbnb. I don't like this Airbnb. Okay, sorry, bye. And then you email Airbnb, and they go, yeah, sorry, you paid. Also, don't forget to clean up on your way out.
Because you high class. What about when that stomach starts rumbling, and there's that one hotel bathroom, and now you and your family in there? You ruin the whole day for everybody. Airbnb, walk downstairs, set it up. See, y'all don't, you don't, see, you micromanage. I macromanage.
I almost died at an Airbnb during Hurricane Helene. Zero resources. We only stayed 2 out of the 7 days we were supposed to be there. Crowder, guess what? You know what Airbnb told me? Oh, well, thanks for the money.
You almost died in Uruguay and you were with your family.
You know what happens at a hotel? Hurricanes coming through. They go, you know what? Let's shift to room service. Don't come down to the thing. We're going to bring you your food.
Yep.
We've got generators. Everything's taken care of.
Mm-hmm. See, y'all got a weak constitution.
Yeah, it's Airbnb. Oy, oy, oy. I mean, you're in the sunken place. Anyone who's doing these Airbnbs all over. Oh, I'm going to I got to travel. I have to stay at an Airbnb.
Yeah.
Why?
But why? You have a, wait, you why have don't a you want a place that's going to take care of you? Yourself.
Oh, do you want to stay at a place where a family lives there most of the time and you got to kind of find your way around? Or do you want to stay at a place that has a full-time 24-hour staff to make you comfortable?
You have to find your way around a 4-3.
Let me stay at the place where I have to climb in through the louvers because the code doesn't work.
You need a map of a 4-3 to figure out where things are. Y'all are ridiculous.
Pull a blanket out of, you know, they have like extra blankets in a closet and you pull it out and it just smells like dust.
I sleep with 4 pillows. Sometimes hotels don't have a lot of pillows. Airbnb's pillow full.
Hotels have more pillows.
No, they don't.
They literally will never run out of pillows. They will never run out of pillows. If you call down, they'll bring you more pillows.
I'm begging people for pillows. I don't want to beg anybody
pillows
for
at the Airbnb. You know what Airbnb pillows are stuffed with?
What's that?
Blood and skin.
I can't stand y'all.
You sleep with 4 pillows?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's diabolical, man. Your spine must be in shambles, dude.
Oh, yeah. I got to have one jammed under my back, one between my legs. I got a whole one and then one under my head.
Yeah. I think I'm 4 pillow guy as well.
You guys sleeping like your astronauts, your Mark Watney and the space cruiser?
I like to feel like I'm a baby in the womb.
Yes. Yes.
I'm completely
protected. And then I go grow some potatoes using my own feces as fertilizer. It's Football Friday, everybody. Anything else, Solana?
Those are your sports headlines. Back to you.
All right, very good. We'll take a quick break. We'll get back to Football Friday here, so do not go anywhere. We'll get back into Canes Notre Dame. Oh, we got to give away that Holy Cap as well. Let's do that in the next segment. Have a chance for you to win one of these Holy Cap apparel caps in the next segment, so don't go anywhere.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
This will be a 34-yard try, and this is for a win. This could be for a national championship. It's up! Nest it to the right!
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style.
Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Marisa's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, let's give away this final Holy Cap cap from Holy Cap Apparel. We had Uncle Luke on yesterday. In fact, QAM 1043 QAM Instagram account just put up a reel of Luke answering yesterday who his favorite Miami Hurricane of all time is. Spoiler alert, it's Jerome Brown. Mm-hmm. He was wearing the Holy Cap during the interview. So if you want to see it, check out the QAM Instagram or our YouTube page. So it's a bold, rechargeable LED lit cap. Glows in cool colors, and you can buy one at holycapapparel.com. That's H-O-L-I-C-A-P apparel.com. Use the promo code WQAM for 10% off. Net proceeds from sales from August 31st or prior will go to the Liberty City Optimist Club, courtesy of Uncle Luke. So what caller number do you want to take for the final Holy Cap of the week? Crowder.
Let's take number. What number the Canes are in the rankings?
10.
10 or 11, depending on where you
look. Let's take 10, because they're going to move up after this. They're going to move up after this win.
I like that. Caller 10, 305-567-0560. 305-567-0560. Caller 10 will get the Holy Cap. 5 o'clock Funky Buddha Happy Hour is coming up. Little teaser, I'm not supposed to spill the beans. Not Funky Buddha, but Tucker Dukes may be unveiling a very special burger for their September burger of the month.
Mm. That last one, what was that, the onion one?
No, that was the Frito pie one.
Frito pie.
Oh, yeah.
So good. So good.
So good. Yeah. And we may be bringing it back starting September 1st. And a little extra added bonus, we may be giving away the proceeds or a part of to Twan Russell's Russell Education Foundation.
Look at that. Y'all
just a little teaser. Little teaser. Put a little Tucker Dukes teaser in your head. 5 o'clock Funky Buddha Happy Hour is coming up. So we'll get some headlines and get you ready on this Football Friday for a big weekend of football.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
It's a chain thing. You wouldn't understand.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.